AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
And now a Grand County abstract entitled Halftime Report. Rolling on from here at St. Joseph High School at Dickinson Stadium. It is a 14-14 tie between the Coldwater Cardinals and the St. Joseph Bears. Before we get to the scoring summary, we check off the WTVB scoreboard back in Grand County with 8 minutes left to play in the second quarter. White Pigeon leading Union City 8-0. And the last update we had from the Quincy Bronson game was still 22-0 Orioles near the somewhere in the second quarter. Approaching the first half, the surge of quarter central game, the Mustangs all over the Trojans 34-0.
Well, it surges for the huge game against a very good team tonight there, and a little tough going right now for the Sturgis Trojans.
All right, the scoring summary, St. Joe scored first with a minute 22 left to play in the first quarter. Jack Turek's 45-yard run, capping off a 9-play, 72-yard drive, taking 5 minutes and 19 seconds. Alan Hoffman, point after kick, making it 7-0 Bears. That was your score at the end of part one. The Cardinals driving an 8-play, 80-yard drive. That was capped off a 1-yard run by Cooper Murphy. Blaze Watson's PAT kick, making it a 7-7 tie with 3:17, with 9:58 rather, left to play in the second quarter. Bears went 3 and out, and the Cardinals needed just one 66-yard play to take the lead. A 66-yard pass from Luke Beckhusen to Cooper Murphy. Blaze Watson's PAT kick, making it 14-7 with 8:40 left to play in the second quarter. Bears would score with a minute, with 2:20 left to play in the second quarter. Drive that took a minute, 37 seconds, 4 plays, 49 yards, including a 27-yard Justin Gambrell touchdown run. Cohen Hoffman's PAT kick flying up at 14 all. First down so far in the game, Coldwater with 7, St. Joe with 6. The Cardinals, 24 rushing attempts for 91 yards. The Bears, 16 attempts for 126 yards. Luke Beckhusen and 2 of 3 passing for 108 yards and a touchdown. Cooper Murphy, the recipient of both of Luke Beckhusen's passes, 2 passes, 108 yards and a touchdown. Averaging 54 yards a catch at this point. Luke Beckhusen, 8 attempts, 47 yards. Brian Garrett, 13 attempts, 44 yards on the ground. For the St. Joe Bears, A.J. Montoya, 3 of 7 passing for 16 yards and no touchdown. Jack Turek leading the ground game, 6 carries, 60 yards in the score. Justin Gambrell, 9 carries, 56 yards in the score. And A.J. Montoya with 1 10-yard quarterback keeper. Hamza Elkazai with 2 catches for 12 yards. Terrell Wilburn with 1 catch for 4 yards. On the defensive side, for Coldwater, Chris Vandenhout with 4 tackles. Luke Stempion with 2. Zach Meester with 2, Brian Garrett with 2, Zach Lear with 4 tackles for the Bears, Justin Gambrell and Julian Paulson each with 3.5, Nathan Rock with 3. Kick returns, Chris Vandenhout, 1 for 17 yards. And on the Bears side, Justin Gambrell, 1 for 59 yards, Julian Paulson, 1 for 12 yards. Colin Hoffman punting for the Bears, 2 attempts, 92 yards, averaging 46 yards a punt. Colin Warwick, he had 1 punt for 34 yards.
I'll tell you, on the offensive side of the ball for the Cardinals in that first half, I guess they played pretty solid. A couple of times I thought maybe a little conservative, but Coach Storfire knows what he's doing out there, and probably saving a few plays maybe for the second half. But on the defensive side of the ball, I thought they did a nice, solid job. I was real impressed with the tackling and the tackling techniques. They wrapped it up. Not too many missed tackles. But it really was a first half of big plays. 2 big plays for the Cardinals on the 2 pass plays. 2 kind of breakaway runs for the St. Joe Bears. And we're even. 14-14. Real solid game, opening game for both teams. Not many penalties on either side of the ball. So, you know, just a good football game. And it's good to see the Cardinals playing good football against a fine St. Joe team.
Actually, good thing that you mentioned that, because looking at that stat, just one penalty for the Cardinals for 10 yards, 4 penalties for the Bears for 24 yards. Third down conversions, the Cardinals 2 out of 5, the Bears 3 out of 6. Both teams 0 for 1 on first down conversions. Time of possession, the Cardinals 11:41, the Bears 12:19. So everything's pretty much evening out. Total offensive yards, the Cardinals 199, the Bears 142.
Yeah, very even ball game. I thought maybe our conditioning, just not having as many kids to substitute in and out, it might have hurt us there in that second quarter a little bit. Looks like we were a little tired. But, you know, I thought the kids did a great job. I thought the coaching staff had a great game plan. And we'll see what happens here. I think, hey, we got a chance to sneak one out of here tonight, Sean. And that would be real impressive to start a full score for our second season.
And as you remember, as I told you in the pregame show, and as Jeff Malamshire back in the Goldwater Studios told me, before every opening game the past 6 years, the Cardinals have not won an opening night game in 30 years.
Well, it's got to change sometime, and there's no reason it can't tonight. These young men have worked hard. They've come together. The coaching staff have put a good game plan together, and we'll just see what happens in that second half. I mentioned those freshman and JV scores last night, Sean.
32-12 Bears in the freshman game, and I remember it being 30-26 St. Joe in the JV contest.
The
St. Joe coaching staff has a different recollection of it, and they claim it was just a 2-point win for them in the JV game.
No, I was 30-26. I was there.
Yeah.
And so were you. You were announcing, but
right.
I thought both squads, the freshman and the JVs, played well. Did a nice job out there. I thought the JVs could have just about snuck one out of there. They had a lead with about 3 minutes to go. St. Joe scored. We came back, had a chance right at the end, and just a misfortune on a takeaway, and the St. Joe Bears at the JV level ran the clock out, 1-4.
Some more scoring updates on the WTVB scoreboard. Taking a look at one of Coldwater's future opponents in the new league that they will be in next year. The Charlotte Orioles are tied with the St. John's Red Wings 7-7 at halftime. Halftime back in Battle Creek, Wakeview leading Niles 14-0.
Wakeview looking to have a pretty good season up there. What I read in the Inquirer, they're looking for back in the playoffs, another playoff run for them.
Actually, they did make the playoffs
a year ago for the first time in about 4 or 5 years.
They want to get a call by Manawana.
Yeah. Other things going around. Soccer team, we mentioned that earlier. Nice comeback win last night, 2-1 up at Lakeview.
I think it was 3-2. Was
3-2. 3-2, excuse me. Was the final score, but a nice comeback win for them. And Coach Delaney, girls golf team, off to some nice starts and some tournaments right there in the middle.
Talk about that boys' tennis team.
Yeah, boys.
Brady Duke just showed us the score of the Portage Central Sturgis game, and the Mustangs were leading the Trojans. Was this at the half? It's the half, 41-0. Ooh. Champ Stewart has been intercepted 3 times. DJ Quack, remember, you're getting him next year. We're all about indeed.
Sometimes it's not who throws it, but who's trying to catch it. And
that's true.
You also got to wonder about that offensive line over there that's protecting him. I'm sure there's going to be some better boys protecting him up there at Western.
14-14 tie between the Coldwater Cardinals and the St. Joe Bears here at Dickinson Stadium. Second half coming up. The Cardinals will get the ball in 1 minute. You're listening to Cardinal Football on WTVB.
Everyone is experiencing hard times in one way or another. For some, it has been the loss of a job or their home. For others, it has been worrying about money and struggling to make ends meet. For some, it has led to issues with the children or in their marriage. It affects everyone differently. Some people become depressed. Some people have increased anxiety. Some turn to alcohol or drugs, while others may even have thoughts of suicide. In these hard times, it is important to remember that you are not alone, that your feelings are nothing to be ashamed of, and help is there 24 hours a day, just a phone call away at Pines Behavioral Health in Coldwater. Just pick up the phone and call 279-8404. When you need help dealing with the hard times that are impacting your life, turn to Pines Behavioral Health in Coldwater. We are always there when you need help. At Pines Behavioral Health, we believe that life should be enjoyed, not endured.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
On the WTVB scoreboard, Stevensville Lakeshore leading Marshall 49-7 at the half.
Wow. Wow, that's a running clock in the second half there.
I was going to say they were touting the East's Chan Stewart from Sturgis and Brandon Welty from Marshall as being two of the top quarterbacks in the area. And the other team's been having their way with the defenses of the Redhawks and the Trojans. Chan Stewart, I understand, has been intercepted three times in the Portage Central game, which the Mustangs currently lead 41-0. I believe that was a halftime score, too.
Yeah, you got to believe that neither one of those young men are getting much time to throw the ball tonight, or their receivers aren't running the routes because they can't throw on both of them.
Also from the WTVB scoreboard at the half, Richmond leading Centerville from the St. Joe Valley 21-7. Of course, those two will be competitors in the new BCS Athletic Conference next year. And, of course, St. Trevarian, Calf, and St. Joseph.
Well, here we go, Sean. Second half.
Here comes the kickoff by the Bears, moving from right to left across your radio dial. It is caught at the 5-yard line, moving to the 15, to the 20. Chris Vandenhout skipping down to about the 28.
Nice return there by Chris, under control the whole way. The Cardinals brings out, gives the Cardinals good field position to start the second half.
I know that both teams are kind of taking their time getting lined up the line of scrimmage. Here we go. Let's see the offensive look that Coach Jeff Scorfar and company bring out. The pistol. With a receiver on either side. Cooper Murphy, the running back. He receives with a lay handoff. He's running the sweep left side, and he will run out of bounds at 35.
Gain of about maybe 4, maybe 5 yards for Cooper.
That stops the clock just 13 seconds into the second half.
Cardinals,
14-14 tie between the Cards and the Bears.
Cardinals going no huddle here.
Never can remind you of that enough, especially given some of the starts that the Cardinal football teams have had the past few seasons.
Yeah, usually we're having a lot of filler in that second half. Tonight we got a ball game.
Beck Hewson going back to pass, looking for Stepien. He can't one-hand grab it at the 40.
Had him wide open, just couldn't quite get it to him.
Third and six coming up. Go ahead and give credit where credit is due to the members of the Varsity Spirit team that are across the way. I don't think all of them made the trip, but the members of the Varsity team include Fawn Andrews, Melina Corona, Gracie Groshko, Brianna Hyde, Selena Kirchberg, Bailey Marshall, Kaylee Matthews, Melissa Miller, Sierra Neal, Ellie Ohm, Brittany Pete, Alyssa Searing, Sydney Simpson, Danielle Sims, Hope Smith, Rochelle Smitley, Jordan Stevens, Brody Tobolski, and Kaylee Wiley. Their head coaches, Amanda Case and Carissa Hyde. Out of the pistol, Beck Hewson rolling to the right. He's trying to pitch. Picks up on the hop. That was that Murphy?
That was Murphy, but he's going to be short by about 2 yards there.
That was one of the favorite plays of the Cardinal JV football team at last night's game.
That probably, to be honest with you, Sean, should have been called an incomplete pass because Luke pitched that ball ahead of him. Even though he was behind the line of scrimmage, he threw the ball forward.
Well, maybe the thought was, oh, first game.
Either that or they just didn't have a good angle.
Right. Alan Wark back to pump the ball. Deep for the Bears, Terrell Wilburn, he lets it bounce to the first.
Oh,
and then he gets out of the Cardinals area. Oh, it's so over the let it go. Brewer. Well, the St. Joe Bears does land on it, but it's deep in St. Joe territory.
Oh, man, we had two shots at that. Jared had a shot, and Tyler Rankin had a shot at it, and neither one of them could quite come up with it.
Oh, St. Joe's first offensive series here in the second half in the 14-14 tie, starting from their 13-yard line.
Boy, that would have been a nice break for the Cardinals if they could have come off of that fumble.
Well, you know, sometimes it helps to be lucky in addition to being good.
Well, that's for sure. We need some luck here tonight. Knock these Angel Bears off.
Out of the shotgun, A.J. Montoya. High snap, and the give is going to go up the middle. Is that Turek to the 15 before they whistle the play, Doug?
Yeah, I believe so, Sean.
It is Turek.
Yep, okay. And then Hout Demeester on the stop there. That middle linebacker and free safety spot. Good job by both those young men. Austin Siegel also getting credit for the partial tackle there.
Getting back to the members of the spare team, I did want to mention their names before it got too deep into the season. I almost forgot to mention their names last year.
Appreciate those young ladies coming over.
Yeah, absolutely. 3-yard gain on the play for Turek. 2nd and 7 from the 16. Again, on a shotgun, Montoya looking to pass. He's got a wide open play. Chris Hannon held in on coverage, and he can't believe the play that was thrown.
I can't believe it either. That was a that's a tough call for the Cardinals. I'll tell you what, Chris couldn't ask for a better defense there. He hit that receiver right as he touched the ball.
Yep, actually, it was a call against the Cardinals and Chris Vandenhout.
Cardinals coaches out there, they making their feelings felt on that, and they have every right to.
Now, remember, one of the rule changes is that they change how they stop a pass interference penalty. It's not an automatic first down. What is it, a 10-yard or a 15-yard march off?
It's a 15-yard penalty, and if it's a first down, then it's a first down. But automatic.
They wind up putting the ball at the 31. They marked it from the line of scrimmage. 1st and 10 from the 31. Montoya out of the shotgun. Whistle and a flag as Turek got the handoff from Montoya at the 29. He didn't go anywhere. The play was whistled dead. Our first false start of the evening. Bears being penalized were likely more than the Cardinals so far in the game.
That was a makeup call.
Mark this down at 8:27 on this Thursday night. First time that Quinn or Al called with a makeup call.
Well, Coach Demeester, right in that official's ear over there on the sideline, and that's the guy that made the call there, and I didn't see no more of it.
1st and 15 from the 26-yard line of the Bears, 14-14.
There's a good call there. Right guard just jumped out of his stance.
Oh, that's going to bring a 1st and 20 on that false start.
Well, now we're right back to almost where we started.
Well, we check out the WTVB scoreboard near the end of the first half. It is still White Pigeon 8 in Union City, nothing at Alumni Field.
Good ball game over there in Union City tonight.
Hoping to get another update from the Brunson Quincy game. 1st and 20 Bears from their 21-yard line. Out of the shotgun, A.J. Montoya. Deep handoff to Turek. The Cardinals had it well snuffed out. A very short gain.
Big stop there by number 77, the big boy, Darian Bradley.
And when we talk big, he's 5'10 and 265.
Big young man. Nice job in there. Good solid tackle. A couple of big young men there with Darian.
Darian Bradley.
Logan Taggart right there, the other defensive tackle at 265.
Standing a little bit taller at 6'3". Just a 1-yard gain there for Turek. He gets the ball once again off the handoff, and again, nothing. A surge of red and white pushing the pile back. He got anything, maybe a couple yards.
Didn't get much at all, and a nice job there by that same couple of players over there on that left side. 34, Joel Jepson.
Now the starting defense of Jepson, Bradley, Taggart, and Murphy on the D-line. Siegel, Demeester, and Burns, the starting linebackers. 3rd and 17, just a 2-yard gain for Turek. This time Montoya goes under center. Justin Gambrell inserted into the game. A little bit more of a power runner, but he gets up to the 30. That's it. The Bears will have to punt.
Brings up a fourth down and 11 for the Bears. Cardinals going to get it back. Should have pretty good field position.
Luke Stampion and Chris Vandenhout going back to receive. St. Joe's Cullen Hoffman standing at about the 17-yard line to receive a long snap. Tie. We count down to 8:10 left to play in the third quarter. Taking his time. Nice spiral end over and kick. Stampion lets it go, and the Bears will down it at the 30-yard line of the Coldwater Cardinals.
We gained a yard on that exchange there. We started last series on the 29, this one on the 30.
The pass interference call that was made against Chris Vandenhout, equalized by the two false start penalties against St. Joe, helping to force the Bears to 3-and-out.
Okay, see what the Cardinals come out with. They came out that pistol the first set. We'll see what happens this second series.
On the WTVB scoreboard, with 6:31 left in the third quarter, Harper Creek leading Mattawan 21-0.
We have a 14-14 ball game here. That's very, very competitive.
Luke Beck Houston out of the pistol with receivers on either side. Beck Houston, three-step drop back. He's in trouble. Pitches the ball to Cooper Murphy. I was thinking he was going to get very lucky to get back up to the line of scrimmage. In desperation, Luke Beckhusen tried to pitch the ball to someone, and fortunately for him, Cooper Murphy was standing right next to him.
Well, we got back to about a yard.
Official timeout is one of the members of the St. Joe D-line, Chris Urea, very, very slow in getting up. In fact, he's back on his back. Well, first game of the year when temperatures at the start of the game in the 80s. I'm not sure what it is right now, but cramping definitely a factor. Certainly the first third of a typical high school football season.
Yeah, almost looks like what it is a cramp or something. He's moving his head there, stretching his legs out down there a little bit.
The clock is stopped right now with 7:45 left to play in the third quarter, 14-14 tie. Checking out the WTVB scoreboard, the Lions leading Buffalo 14-0 right now.
Last preseason game for the Lions. What a nice win by the Tigers this afternoon.
Oh my gosh. I stopped listening when it looked like the Oakland A's were going to run away and sweep the series, but thank heavens for Torrey Hunter's three-run homer.
Yeah, and just an unbelievable two outs there in the ninth inning, and back-to-back walks and a little bloop single and single and knocked in one, and then the big three-run homer by Torrey Hunter, and the Tigers just stole one from the A's.
I'd almost hate to see the A's and the Tigers paired up in the division series.
Yeah, I know, but they might be. Yeah. But
right.
that was a good win, though, for the Tigers.
Right now, here in the Benton Harbor, St. Joe area, we got 75 degrees at Southwest Michigan Regional Airport, 84% humidity. Can you tell?
No.
Dew point of 70 degrees.
Here we go.
Coming out of the official timeout, Chris Urea helped off the field after the cramp. Luke Beckhusen on 2nd and 11 decides to keep it on the fake and get back up to maybe the 31-yard line. That's going to bring up their long.
Not much there. Not much running room there for Luke. That was basically a quarterback keeper all the way. No pitch man back there or anything.
Oh, we do have an update where the two-minute warning, the first half in the Lions preseason game at Buffalo, Detroit 28 and Buffalo 3. WTVD will actually have the Lions season opener in another week and change against Minnesota. As we alternate between bringing you Detroit Lions football and the chase for the Sprint Cup championship later on this fall.
Cardinals trying to get this play off.
Third and 9 faking the handoff. Beck Hughes and Wildwood pass is intercepted by Gambrell at the 30-yard line. That was a very shaky play all the way around, Quinn.
Yeah, they hurried to get that play off, and probably not the right best decision there for Mr. Beck Hughes.
Short field to work with for St. Joseph, a 14-14 tie, 6:42 left to play in the third quarter. Did we have a flag thrown out on the field?
I'm not sure what's going on. There is a flag out there.
Wayne, you're on the water sideline.
Oh, I see Jamie spraying. Man, what do we got? Personal foul
against St. Joe.
We should get the ball back.
All depends on when the personal foul was assessed or after the interception. I think it happened after the interception, so the Bears will get the ball, but that will push them back 15 yards further.
Well, I thought the interception, personal foul.
And right after St.
Yep.
Joe got the pick.
Okay. See one of those St. Joe's. Maybe a little chirping out there going on the field. The referees are going to put a little stop to that in a hurry.
Well, the Bears will set up first and 10 from the Coldwater 47 after the mark off following Gambrell's interception.
First turnover of the ballgame for either team.
Montoya deep handoff to the aforementioned number 44, Justin Gambrell, starter stepping back up to about the 43-42 yard line. As we check out the WTVB scoreboard once again, in the third quarter, Kalamazoo Central and Loy Norks tied at 7-all. Our colleague from 1660 The Fan, Carolyn Binder and Jim McKinney, calling a heck of a game out at Eugene Thomas Stadium on the north side of Kalamazoo. 4-yard gain for Gambrell, 2nd and 6. Clock moving, we're down to the midway point here in the third quarter, a 14-14 tie between Coldwater and St. Joseph. This time, Turak getting the deep handoff on the left side. Luke Beckhusen left to bring Turak down, blowed up by several of his teammates.
Demeester, good stop there by Zach. A little help there from Mr. Stempion.
How about the Wolverine Conference for Marion Springs, 35, Allegan, nothing. Of course, next year, Sturgis will be a member of the Wolverine Conference, replacing Comstock, departing for the KBA, partially replacing Penfield, who's going to be in the new league that Coldwater is going to be in.
A lot of changes. Probably all for the good, though.
On 3rd and 4, rolling back to pass with Montoya, looking for a receiver on the side. Unfortunately, Terrell Wilburn was well overthrown at about the 10-yard line, 5 yards beyond that, Chris Vandenhout in on coverage. So if you're Gandalf Church, the St. Joe coach looks like you're going to send out the punting unit. Bear in mind that the punter, Colin Hoffman, is also listed as a quarterback. The Cardinals might want to watch out for any potential trick play here.
I don't think the Cardinals will put anybody back, to be honest with you. I think they'll just don't let the young man kick it if it goes out of bounds or goes out of bounds.
Let the ball lie.
That's exactly right.
Hoffman is standing at the Bear 45-yard line. It's a low snap. Lots of time. Ball's going to bounce at the 10-yard line. Bears are going to down it.
Well, be ready to go. Oh, wow. If the
they weren't paying attention to where that goal line was. I think 1 inch the other way, and they would have. Cardinals would have started 1st and 10 from their 1, but instead 1st and 10 from the 20.
Well, if the Bear player, if they would have just let the ball stop, he'd have been all right. But he grabbed it and fell into the end zone. The official had no other choice than to call it in there. What a mistake there.
On the WTVB scoreboard at the half, White Pigeon now leading Union City 16-0.
Well, the Cardinals going to start this series from their own 20-yard line.
A huge break, all things considered. Beck Hughes and all the full house backfield.
Nothing there. Boy, we're just not getting anything off that left tackle spot right now.
Not even sure who had the handoff. Thinking maybe Garrett.
Murphy.
And Scooper Murphy.
Yeah, Cooper got the ball, and he had somebody hold on to him right away. We're either going to have to go with a misdirection or some kind of a counterplay here, because right now we're getting beat on that offensive-defensive line.
The WTVD scoreboard preseason NFL, the Bears of Chicago 10 and Cincinnati nothing. Second and 11 coming up for Coldwater.
There was that little counter.
And that's Cooper Murphy, left side, up to the 25-yard line.
Gain of about 7 there for Cooper.
Should be a relatively manageable third and short.
Third and about 5? Under 5?
Under 4 minutes left to play in the third quarter. St. Joe 14, Coldwater 14 from here at Dickinson Stadium.
Okay, nice spot. We need a first down here. Keep this drive going. Run the clock out here in the third quarter. Give ourselves better field position. Right now, we've been playing in our own end, of the field most of this first third quarter.
Halftime in Buffalo, the Detroit Lions leading the Bills 35-3 preseason NFL on the WTVB scoreboard. Third and 5 coming up. Beck Husen, it's
there.
An inside handoff with nothing.
Yeah, we're going to be about just depends on where he spots that. Look where that. Where we spotted that. We spotted that ball over the 30-yard line, and we might have a first down, Sean.
I do.
I do. Good job.
Surprised the heck out of me. It looked like he had nothing there. Well, you even called it being nothing. A way to make something out of nothing there.
Yeah,
huh?
Cooper Murphy, I think it was Cooper, just kept his legs going and fell forward. That's a big first down. Now it's going to be
first and 10 from the Cardinal 30.
Yeah, we should be able to get at least the rest of this quarter have the ball.
5 seconds left on the play clock. Beck Husen under center.
Oh, no.
Misdirection.
But we got it back. A little mix up on the misdirection there with.
It didn't look like a little mix up from up here.
With Cooper Murphy and Garrett. Kind of ran, all three of them kind of ran into each other. Beck Husen, Murphy, and Garrett. Brings up a second down and 11.
In addition to our live audio stream at WTVBAM.com, later tonight or early tomorrow morning, we'll have a podcast version up in the podcast section at WTVBAM.com. Also, a live scoring update on our Twitter and Facebook accounts. Second and 11 after that loss of one. Beck Husen going back to pass, looking for Vanden Hout on the left side. Tipped by Justin Gambrell at the 33. The incomplete that just stopped the clock with 2:07 left in the third quarter. Third and 11 coming up.
That was real close to being picked off for a touchdown there. Gambrell did a nice job getting his hands in there. Brooks Scorpar going to make a call here.
Absolutely a key play coming up for the boys in Rems White. Checking out the WCBD scoreboard. End of the third quarter, Battle Creek Central 7, Benton Harbor nothing. Are the Bearcats 12 minutes away from winning their first game in 2 years?
Nothing. Map it there. Ball never got hiked. I think Joe fell on it.
They have to fall start against the Cardinals. That'll make a third and 16 as the ball gets put down to the 24.
One of the few penalties tonight for the Cardinals.
I think that might be only their second or third one.
Yeah, I think that might be their third, Sean. It's been a pretty penalty-free game for the first night of the season.
Well, you know that one play that we that surprised us with the first down? Listed as Murphy as a 2-yard loss, fumble forced, and Murphy recovered the fumble at the 30. The old fumble rooski. How about that? Third and 16 for the Cardinals, and the Bears jumped and they'll get the 5 yards back.
Let's see what they call there. Yep. He jumped and pulled
encroachment the official call?
Old Dominguez offside and got the encroachment call. Good job by Zach. And that guy jumped offside. Zach smacked him and, before the ball was like. So here we go. Third and 11 for the Cardinals.
We're back where we started from a few moments ago. Beck Hewson under center of the full house backfield. Ball run up to the 35-yard line by Brian Garrett as a couple of Bears lost their helmets. And if you lose your helmet, you have to sit out for one play.
Well, the Cardinals picked up maybe six there, but it brings up a fourth down and five for the Cardinals. They'll kick it away right here with Colin Wark.
Terrell Wilburn being sent back to receive Wark's punt.
Cardinals on that last one almost picked up a fumble or a...
Here comes the snap, the wall in front of Wark. It's a high, wobbly, short kick. Cardinals let it bounce at the 35, and they will down it at the 33. So a game of possession here in the third quarter. 14-14 tie that we had at halftime has stood with about 10 through the 10 minutes and 30 seconds here of the third quarter, minute 30 left. 14-14 tie. We'll have to ask Brady how if Sturgis has even scored against Portage Central. The last score we had was 41-0 Mustangs over the Trojans at the half.
There you go. Like official timeout, maybe? Nope, I guess not. Yeah. It's a change of possession.
Change of possession, probably a change to the preferred football. A.J. Montoya just now coming off the St. Joe sideline to the near side. He'll lead his team to the 33-yard line, first and 10. Spread offense, two receivers to the left, one to the right. Jack Turok next to Montoya in the shotgun. Going back to pass, he's got a receiver wide open and just a little bit overthrown along the left sideline, Hamzi Elkazai.
Good job of coverage there by Steven Seltzer. Nice job by the cornerback.
Nice job by Seltzer giving Elkazai a pat on the back after good route run by Elkazai. Great coverage by Seltzer. Incomplete pass, second down and 10. Clock stops with a minute 25 left in the third. Montoya back under center. Terrell Wilburn sent in motion, the tight end. Deep handoff to Turok, left side of the line. Found a bit of a seam, but he's brought down at 37.
Good job there. Number 60 for the Cardinals, Sean Rinke.
I was told by Jeff Skorfar, the head coach, yesterday that Rinke was a little bit banged up. Normally would get the start on the D line, but he would wind up seeing some time. Saw Zach and Easter also involved in the play as he was scooped up off the turf. 3-yard gain, third and 7 for the Bears. Final minute of the third quarter. A.J. Montoya, the QB, back under center. One receiver to the left, one to the right with a tight end. The handoff right side going to Turok. He's got to get the first down. He dives for the 46. Check out the WTVB scoreboard. After three quarters, Manawan finally gets on the scoreboard against Harper Creek. The Beavers still lead, though, 21-7.
This will be the last play, probably the last play here in the third quarter.
The clock is now moving with 30 seconds left to play in the quarter. There is about a 9-8 second differential between the play and game clocks. Montoya under center again, the deep handoff to Turok, big seam in the middle, and he gets to the Cardinal territory to the 48. Looks like they will actually spot the ball at the 47. 10 seconds left to play in the quarter. The drive will continue after this 1 minute break. second and three coming up for the boys in maize and blue when we hit the fourth quarter. It's a 14-14 tie after three between Coldwater and St. Joe. You're listening to Cardinal Football on WTVB.
You're a super fan who will tailgate anywhere. The pros? Check. College? Check. Your 8-year-old's Pee Wee game. Big time. And to prepare for this ritual, you head to Meijer for freshly prepared food and licensed team apparel. Proudly display allegiance to your favorite team with our licensed short and long sleeve tees, hoodies, hats, and jerseys. Plus, load up on fresh meats, snacks, and drinks. So don't just tailgate. Tail greater at Meijer.
For over 20 years, Nottawa Gas Company has been a locally owned family business where your comfort is their top priority. As your propane specialist, Nottawa Gas offers three convenient payment options. Pre-buy your fuel now to lock in your price for the coming season. Sign up for their Keep Full program so you never have to worry about running out of gas. Or their budget program allows you to have the same payment each month. For more information on the program that's right for you, call Nottawa Gas in Tekonsha at 517-767-3502 or visit them online at nottawagas.com.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
Sean Watson went very bad at Dickinson Stadium here in St. Joseph before actually seeing a very good game to start the 2013 season, our 64th high school football season here on AM 1590 and FM 95.5, WTVB.
Very good football game, Sean. The Cardinals come out. They played excellent defense throughout this ball game. A couple of big plays for both teams. 14-14 tie going into this fourth quarter.
It's going to be second and four. St. Joe from the 47-yard line when play resumes. Handoff going the left side of the line, and the Bears will get the first down thanks to Justin Gambrell, the power runner.
Good job there. Luke Stepien with a big tackle.
163 yards on the ground for St. Joe compared to 119 for Coldwater. From the air, the Cardinals 107 yards, 16 for the Bears. So total offense, Coldwater with 222, and the Bears on the change the scoreboard already. Darn you, Dave. First and 10, St. Joe from the Coldwater 42-yard line. Montoya under center, Gambrell. Better stepping along the right side.
Who got it? Boy, they're all on top of it.
Good. The Cardinals think they have it. I saw that ball just slip in and out of Gambrell's hands.
Well, it looks like they're going to give it back to St. Joe. Ended up with it.
Boy, they got lucky. Woo.
Boy, that would have been a big turnover for the Cardinals. That would have really helped change field position here in the second half.
Not to belabor the point, but... boy, did they get lucky, because you saw the ball go in and out of Gambrell's hands. He was trying to move it from one hand to the other, and it slipped. No gain on the play, a slight loss. Well, say second and 10 back at the 42 of the Cardinals. Montoya under center, he three-step drop back, and he finds an open receiver on the left side. That's Jordan Brewer. It's out. It's out. The Cardinals get it out. That's Sawyer Murphy with a fumble recovery.
Ryan Hadley stripped the ball from the receiver. Sawyer Murphy comes up with it. The Cardinals take over on the, what is that, the 42-yard line.
They only, basically, they got one out of the whole play.
Whew.
The line of scrimmage was back at the 42 for St. Joe.
So we're at the 43. Cardinal territory. See if we can get things turned around here. Get better field position. It opens up the old offensive playbook here. Cardinals, that whole third quarter, played almost inside their 20 the majority of the time, at least inside the 30.
Give credit to the Cardinal defense. Really stopping a huge play from developing for the Bears. On first and 10, inside handoff, right side of the line. Brian Garrett found a little surge.
Picked up about four. Maybe three. Going to give him 3 yards on the run. Brings up a second down at seven.
The ball is spotted at the Cardinal 46, 10-3 left to play in regulation. How long has it been since we've done an overtime game? I don't think you've done an overtime game.
I don't know if we have.
Now, the last time I remember doing an overtime game, Paul Dove was doing color commentary with me. He was up at Loy Norris. It's a keeper by Luke Beckhusen. Fake the handoff to Spencer Burns, and Beckhusen gets up close to midfield.
Good job there by Luke. Good decision. Held on to that ball nice and tight. Got it up to the 50.
Checking out the WTVB scoreboard once again. Loy Norris now with a 13-7 lead over their crosstown rival Kalamazoo Central, and this is in the fourth quarter.
Brings up a big third and a long fourth.
Bears getting some different personnel in there. They have a slightly bigger overall roster than the Cardinals do in terms of numbers. Back to the full house backfield, Beckhusen. And off goes to Spencer Burns, and he'll get the first down and get into Bear territory to the 40.
Nice job there, Spencer Burns. Had two hands on the ball. Good, solid run.
I think this might be the first or second time that he's touched the ball tonight, isn't it?
Yeah, maybe the second. Right guard Scott Sowers and right tackle Logan Taggart just opening up a big hole on that side over there.
That actually is the first time that Spencer Burns has touched the ball tonight. Burns, a 5'11 sophomore. One of two sophomores up on the varsity, along with the starting QB, Luke Beckhusen, who is under center. Take the handoff to Burns. Beckhusen runs off the pass, and he gets leveled at the 49-yard line. Looks like Gambrell responsible for the sack.
I tell you what, though, that was a good job. I think Luke didn't have anything there, and he just hung on to the ball. That's the most important thing at this point.
49-14, Lakeshore leading Marshall in the third quarter. Battle Creek Lakeview now leading Isles 21-0 as we check out the WTVB scoreboard yet again.
Brings up a second down and 15 for the Cardinals. Ball setting on the Lakeshore 45-yard line.
Or the St. Joe 45-yard line.
Sorry, we're there.
You said Lakeshore.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I hope we don't have to face Lakeshore anytime soon. No gain on the play, 3rd and 15 coming up. 7:55 left to play in regulation, a 14-14 tie between the Cardinals and the Bears. I'm going to say the Lakeshore Marshall game is being played at the home of the Red Hawks.
Look at a road over. Was it? Is it at Marshall or is it Lakeshore today?
It is at Marshall. Okay. I said it is at Lakeshore.
Yeah.
You correct it.
Look at a road together.
Fans underneath the making noise. Delayed handoff. They're trying to throw to Cooper Murphy. He throws it to the 45, to the 40. He's forced out of bounds. It's not going to be enough for the first down.
Just inside the 40. Looks like he got down to about the 37 there. Bring it up a fourth down and 7 to go.
They send out Colin Ward to pooch punt it. The Cardinals could potentially pin the Bears back deep into their territory. Jeff Scorefar, the head coach, and the rest of the staff decide to do.
Boy, this is a huge decision right here. He's going to go for it. Good job, Jeff. Hey, why not? Try and roll. Seven 18 to go in this ball and fourth down. A long 7-8 yards to go for the Cardinals.
Here we go. Making a handoff. He's going to run the sweep right side. He's got a down. He's at clear. The Bears are able to put it down. Just got word from your colleague in line, Al Ragazzi, that Bronson volleyball team finished second in the Penn Tommy tournament. Of course, Penn Tommy, Gene LeClaire's former stomping grounds before she came down to Bronson. And in the 3 minutes in the game, Quincy all over Bronson, 36-0, the running clock has kicked in.
Wow. Well, that was a big play there, and the St. Joe came up big on defense. Getting right down around that 7:09 to go in this ball game. 14-14, this defensive battle. And they're going to get a delay game. Wow.
Unless someone signals a timeout.
I don't know if they got it in time or not. No, they're calling. Wow. Big mistake there by St. Joe. They had 10 men on the field. The 11th man tried to get out there in time. By the time they got him the information they needed, clock had ran out.
Well, either that or they
couldn't
avoid the substitution infraction.
Yeah, you're right. It's probably been one or the other, Sean.
Well, that'll push it back to first and 15 with the ball at the 32.
Well, let's see. That Cardinal defense come up big all night long. They got to do it one more time.
A handoff going the right side of the line and nothing for the ball carrier.
Great job. Randy Brown on that pick number 65 in there on that tackle. Coach Scorefire, I love it. He's substituting freely, getting some fresh bodies in there right now. Got his big boys resting so that we can do something that lasts three, four minutes, hopefully. Got the Bears pinned back right now.
Second and 14, only a one-yard gain on that play. 6:30 left to play in the fourth quarter, 14-14 time. Montoya taking the handoff. He's got a guy wide open for all. Wilbert.
Keep your heads up, boys. It ain't over yet.
Wow, 21-yard pass play from Montoya to Terrell Wilburn. First and 10, the ball's in Cardinal territory at 26. Jack Shurak, the running back in this formation, Montoya under center, then the tight end Paulson in motion. Turok gets the ball right side of the line. Gets past the 20 to near the first down marker.
Sean Reinke with a good tackle there, number 60.
Second and 3 coming up for the boys in maize and blue. Speaking of maize and blue, Michigan opening up against my alma mater, Central Michigan, on Saturday. Michigan State hosting Western tomorrow night. Montoya going back to pass.
Couple of big pass plays there for the Bears. Put the Cardinals down probably by 7 here after the PAT kick.
So pending Colin Hoffman's PAT.
Did it get blocked? Okay.
5:22 left to play in the first quarter. St. Joe has taken the lead 21-14. There for 30 seconds. You're listening to Cardinal Football on WTVB.
Boat up, drive up, bike up. Get to the Willows Bar and Grill any way you can and enjoy a fresh, never-frozen prime beef Willows burger. Your burger is cooked to order and never sits under a heat lamp. The Willows new menu includes great selections for the kids. Dollar tacos on Tuesday, and their famous three-piece fish basket is just $7.79 every Friday night. Join the Willows for happy hour every day from 3 to 6 with specials on your favorite candy. and or draft beer. Come meet your friends on the deck at the Willows Bar and Grill, just east of River Road on US 12 Coldwater.
The voice of Branch County for high school sports, AM 1590 WTVB Coldwater and FM 95.5 W238 CD Coldwater.
Well, the Cardinals do have 5:22 left in the fourth quarter to try and tie it up. Or perhaps take the lead if they decide to trot out the two-point conversion. Of course, we've got a long way to go to get there.
Well, we got all three timeouts left. 5 minutes to go in this ball game. Shot 5:22. We'll see what happens.
Well, the Bears have
playing tough.
The Bears have all three of their timeouts to use also. The scoring play, pass play from Montoya to Connor Hubble. My marker for 23 yards is actually, you know, give it credit for an 18-yard pass play. Still, the St. Joe Bears with a one-touchdown lead, 21-14. Here comes Connor Hubble's kickoff.
Whoa, out of the end zone.
Did it again.
Big leg on that young man.
Touchback, first and 10. The Cardinals will get it from their 20.
Well, the Cardinals got to get something going offensively right now. It's 5 minutes to go in this ball game. They have to open up a couple of holes for our running back.
Whoa. Brady Duke just showed me the score of the Portage Central Sturgis game. End of three, Mustangs 48, Trojans nothing.
Ooh. Oh, that's ugly. That's real ugly.
Here at St. Joe, the Bears have just taken the lead, 21-14. Full house backfield, Beck Hughes in under center. The give is to Brian Garrett, maybe 2 yards on that play.
Well, the Bears' defense has really, really stepped up here.
Surprised you haven't said that they're bearing down.
Yeah, we're bearing down. But,
the name of the Chicago Bears.
Yeah, really stepped up in this second half.
Of course, you know the name of the Detroit Lions fight song.
What's that, Sean?
Football Heroes, and the version they always play, sung by the legendary Fat Bob Taylor.
Oh, okay. Here we go, second down and nine.
They only gave him one on that?
Yeah.
The lay handoff, it goes right side, Spencer Burns. And he stumbles and trips his way down to the 24, near the 25-yard line. They'll spot the ball. Brings a third and five with 4:27 left in the fourth quarter.
Well, the Cardinals, they need to get a first down here because that really makes this tough on a coach. What's your decision going to be with at the four-minute mark in the fourth quarter?
All part of that decision will be aided and abetted by the first time out that St. Joe decides to take here in the second half. We'll take time as well. 4:10 left to play in the fourth. St. Joe 21, Coldwater 14. You're listening to Cardinal Football on WTVB.
You're a super fan who will tailgate anywhere. The pros? Check. College? Check. Your 8-year-old's pee-wee game? Big time. And to prepare for this ritual, you head to Meijer for freshly prepared food and licensed team apparel. Proudly display allegiance to your favorite team with our licensed short and long sleeve tees, hoodies, hats, and jerseys. Plus, load up on fresh meats, snacks, and drinks. So don't just tailgate. Tail greater at Meijer. AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
4:10 left to play in the fourth quarter from here at Dickinson Stadium in St. Joe. The Bears with a 21-14 lead, a one-touchdown advantage over the Coldwater Cardinals. It is Coldwater ball, third and six from their 24 coming out of St. Joe's first timeout.
Cardinals going to be in that pistol right now, try to find a little seam somewhere, pick up this off five.
Back to the pistol, three-step drop back. Give him a little bit of trouble line drive to Zach Meester. 40 down to the 41-yard line. That's good for a Cardinal first down, and the drive continues. Checking out the WTVB scoreboard. Near the end of the game, 11 seconds left to be more precise. Harper Creek now with a 27-7 lead over Madawan. So the Beavers are going to start their defensive match title with a 1-0 mark.
a good pickup there for the Cardinals as we're inching towards that 50-yard line. Back in the pistol.
First and 10 from the 42. It goes to Beck Hewson, and he'll keep it with a run up the middle to the 45.
Gain of about maybe three or four there for Luke Beck Hewson. Done a nice job there in his first start as a varsity quarterback.
So just a reminder to the fans at home, also a sort of reminder to me, which of the Beck Hewsons is Luke's father?
I'll tell you here in a second after this play.
You had to look it up, don't you?
No.
Second and 7, Beck Hewson dropping back to pass. Intercepted at the 44-yard line by the Bears. The pass may have gotten deflected on its way out of Beck Hewson's hand.
He was hit right as he threw that ball and just kind of fluttered. I don't know if it was touched at the line or if the hard hit caused that to happen. Second interception of the night for the Bears. Eric Cadon. Beck Hewson.
Okay. Eric Beck Hewson, Matt.
So.
Helps run Century Bank and Trust. Got that. His uncle, Paul Beck Hewson, is in charge of the Coldwater BPU, and his other uncle, Neil.
Neil is,
First and 10, St. Joe, a handoff to Montoya to midfield to the 45, center stepping to the 40, to the 35. He
stepped out of bounds.
Stepped out of bounds, and a late flag on probably a late hit.
I don't think
Austin Siegel realized that Gambrell had stepped out of bounds, whistling the play dead before he tackled Gambrell.
No, but that was good. It was not a dirty hit. He just tackled him, but the young man was still running. What the heck? You kind of, as a coach, you don't want him to stop.
Oh, he did step out of bounds at the 34-yard line. Thing is, Siegel might not have realized that he had stepped out of bounds. So we tack on 15 to the end of the run. Put the ball at the 19-yard line in the red zone.
There, I mean, you know, I want these young men to be protected too, but I don't think Mr. Siegel did anything that wrong.
Oh, still technically a late hit is
a
hit,
yeah.
Not a call.
Yeah, I guess so. As long as that official thought that he's blown his whistle and Coach Scorefire, he wants an explanation on why.
They'll have a slight delay in the resumption of play as Jeff Scorefar, the head coach of the Coldwater Cardinals in his second season, trying to argue his case toward the referee, Larry Monsma.
I agree with Jeff, but I know what the officials saw too, so it's a tough situation. We'll see if they make this up like they did the last time.
Well, on the other hand, I think Jeff will take a look at the game footage there.
He'll understand,
yeah.
In the heat of the battle, you don't, but you want to give yourself a chance here, and that was a big, big, big blow to the Cardinals right there. Now we got to get we need to get a fumble here.
First and 10, St. Joe from the Coldwater 19-yard line. Montoya under center. Deep handoff to Gambrell. He'll make a sweep to the left side. He'll move to the 10, and he'll move to the 5, and he'll dive into the end zone. Or is he just short? He may be just short, about a yard short of the end zone.
Well, they're going to call him yard short anyway. Just in
still, first
side to one.
First and goal. That will probably make the impending score by the Bears academic, unless the Cardinals defense can come up with a mother of all goal line stands here.
Biggest thing we can hope for here is something on the snap here. Well, the Cardinals have played a pretty fine football game. Looks like they might got a little tired here in the second half. Made a couple of mental mistakes that have cost them.
First and goal from the one.
There's the handoff.
Oh, Turak got bunched up at the 3. May have lost a yard.
Good job there. 65 and 33. 65 and 33. Spencer Burns and Randy Brown. Good job by those two young men. Actually knocking back a yard. It's going to be second and 2 at the 2-yard line. Cardinals need to come up with another stand here. See what happens as the clock runs down almost to the 2-minute mark now.
21-14, Bears, and looking to add on more.
I don't quite understand the play clock there. The never started there. The clock was running, but the play clock was never running. The clock ran about 16 seconds. That's what I said. Yeah, the play clock wasn't running, and we'll see what happens.
Now here at Dickinson Stadium, they control the play clock from in here as opposed to what we have at Cardinal Field where the judges are handed a remote control to start the play clock.
Now the play clock starts. We're going to wait. Start the clock on the pike. Yeah, he's in anyway.
Touchdown, St. Joe.
Like,
who was it that had the...
Looks like number 9, maybe. Zach Lear, was that him? Or
we'll find out in a little bit. Right now, 27-14, the Bears on their way to victory with 2:06 left. Snap, a hold, here comes a rush. It hit the side of the goal and didn't go in. How often do you see that?
Not too often, but...
27-14, Bears with 2:06 left. Let's take this one final in-game break. You're listening to Cardinal Football on WTVB.
You're a super fan who will tailgate anywhere. The pros? Check. College? Check. Your 8-year-old's Pee Wee game. Big time. And to prepare for this ritual, you head to Meijer for freshly prepared food and licensed team apparel. Proudly display allegiance to your favorite team with our licensed short and long sleeve tees, hoodies, hats, and jerseys. Plus, load up on fresh meats, snacks, and drinks. So don't just tailgate. Tailgater at Meijer. AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
I'll give credit to the touchdown of 2 yards to Julian Paulson, according to St. Joe Bear's statistician. The point after hits the side of the goalpost did not go through, 27-0.
Well, the Cardinals have kind of dug themselves a hole here in the last 5 minutes of the fourth quarter.
Cooper Murphy caught it with 1 foot in the end zone. That in high school was an automatic touchback.
He tried to catch it and pulled himself in. He couldn't quite do it. Like you mentioned, if you can't leave the end zone in the high school.
Well, let's see what the Cardinals can do to finish this game up on a high note. I think you may be right. The Cardinals may have gotten a little worn down near the end of the game.
Yeah.
Although compared to last year's opener, not as much as last year's against Manawan.
Yeah. I tell you what, though, I still like this ball club. They've shown me a lot tonight. They've done a nice job on both sides of the ball. That defensive line was just awesome tonight, those linebackers.
Out of the pistol, Luke Beckhusen drops back to pass, finds Zach Meester down the middle, gets incomplete.
Got to work on our passing game a little bit.
Well, it's a little bit better than it was last year, but
yeah,
still a work in progress. And you got to remember the kid calling the plays in the huddle, just a sophomore.
Just a sophomore, has really played a lot of quarterback before. Good athlete, he'll be fine. He'll do a good job back there throughout the year, but and we need to work on getting some of those guys a little bit more open for Luke.
second and 10 from the 20.
I'd like to see us look to those wide receivers a little bit more. You got a couple of pretty good-sized kids out there.
Hadley and Stepien.
And seniors, yeah.
Beck Hughes and looking again down the middle.
Got a hold over here on Stepien, number 10. Number 10.
Hamzi Elkazai.
I was going to let you say that off.
Oh, fine. The pass was incomplete to Zachary Meester, but it's all academic on the hold whistled against the Bears.
Yeah, Luke tried to go around him. He just reached right out and held Luke's jersey there.
Now, if the ball was thrown towards Stumpy, and that would have been a pass interference. And 15 yards, as it is, it's a 10-yard penalty on the defensive hold,
but will be a first down.
Yep, sure enough.
Gotta be.
Our referee even made the first down motion. The chain gang just a little bit slow in catching up to the cue.
I can't have a second down, then give them a 10-yard penalty, not give them a first down. Here we go.
Well, remember, they did give Missouri and Colorado a fifth down back 23 years ago. Again, out of the pistol, first and 10, this time from the Coldwater 30. Beck Hewson scrambling to get out of the way, finds an open receiver. That's Luke Stepien. He turns on the afterburners and brings it down to the 44-yard line. Just enough for another first down. Stops the clock temporarily with a minute 51 left.
Good looking play right there. Set the screen up in the middle of the field.
The Cardinals down 27-14, but not really indicative of how well the Cardinals have played overall as a team during the course of the game.
They played them to a stalemate for quite a way.
Beck Hughes looking for Hadley. Jump ball. And it went through his hands. Outstanding coverage on the play by St. Joe's Warren Clark on the right sideline.
Ryan almost came up with his first rebound of the year there. Threw it up high for him to go up and get it. Almost came down with it.
That in addition to his first reception.
That's right.
Second and 10 from the Cardinal 44. A minute 39 left to play in this one. The Bears up 13. Luke Beckhusen will take the snap out of the pistol and keep it himself. Run up the right side and get to midfield. Break through that surge of the defense and get up to the 45 and a down.
Like to see him get a touchdown here. At least give us a chance for maybe a squib kick with right around a minute to go. You never know what will happen. Wouldn't that be a feel like that three-run homer today for the Tigers?
Beckhusen throwing to the left. Stepien and Hamzi Elkazai with a jump ball. It's tipped away incomplete. There's a hold.
Yeah.
And was that an ineligible receiver downfield for the Cardinals?
No, I think you got a hold.
He went like this with the two arms.
Let's see what happens here. Let's see what the call is.
We do have a final score from the Harper Creek-Manawan game, and it did wind up being 27-7 Beavers over the Wildcats.
Harper Creek? Right back where they left off a year ago? They
made it all the way to the state semifinals before getting knocked out by Orchard Lake St. Mary's.
First down and 15 for the Cardinals. Really not going to hurt much, right at midfield, right at the 50-yard line.
Tell you what, this breeze is feeling awfully nice right now. Breeze is flowing into the press box. First time did they fake the handoff, or they wind up giving it to Garrett and...
Nothing there. Got right back to the line of scrimmage, and that was it. Cooper Murphy.
Someone called timeout. I think the Cardinals did call timeout.
Yep. First of their three timeouts.
As we check out the WTVB scoreboard, some of the last scores that we had coming in. Oh, at the end of the third quarter, White Pigeon leading Union City 16-0. And it is the final now between Quincy and Bronson, the Orioles over the Vikings 36-0.
Quincy off to a good start this year. Bronson with a new head coach is...
Of course, Jeff Gallup is now on Coach Jeff's scorecard.
Yeah. Coach Gallup came over here as our Coldwater JV coach.
Oh, technically speaking, Wes Yates was listed as the head coach with Jeff Gallup as the assistant.
Yeah.
I think they're kind of acting as head coaches. Here we have a timeout, first and 15 at midfield for Coldwater following the penalty. LePec Husen looking for Stempien, finds him at the 45. He's carrying a couple of bears, and he's finally still near the 42.
Pick up of about 8-9 yards there. Cardinals doing a call there, second timeout. 101 to go in this ball game. St. Joe with a 27-14 lead. In a well-played opening night here in St. Joe.
Although the Cardinals are going to come up with the W for, I think it's now the 30th or 31st consecutive opening game loss, probably one of the better opening night games that the Cardinals have had.
Well, probably one of the better ones in the last 10, 15 years for sure, Sean. And I thought they came in here, they just got a little tired in that second half as many of these guys go both ways, and I tell you, what hurts more than anything is you made a couple of mental mistakes. You just didn't.
There was more mental mistakes than physical.
You're exactly right. That just comes from being a little tired, a little worn down. Yeah, hot, humid evening over here.
Now consider next week when the Portage Northern Huskies come to Cardinal Field.
Not sure who Portage Northern play tonight. I know you mentioned that.
Portage Northern was
Gull
Lake.
Yeah. We haven't had a score on that, have we, at all?
I haven't seen one.
No, I haven't either. So. Well, here we go. Third down and about
seven. Minute one left to play. Beck Husen keeping it himself, and he may have lost a yard. Looking at Portage Northern's record last year, and they finished a respectable 5-2 in third place in the SMAC West behind Manawan and Lakeshore. They finished 7-3 overall after bowing out in the pre-district to their crosstown rival Portage Central 21-17. On fourth and seven, pass intercepted by Gambrell at the 30 to the 40. The midfield, he's wide open. He's going to run the ball back 70 yards for the IMT touchdown, and that'll finish it off a big way.
That's a tough way to finish this night up for the Cardinals. They deserve better. As the St. Joe Bears celebrating here right in front of us.
23 seconds left. It's now 33-14. And Cullen Hoffman out to run the PAT kick. Here comes the snap, the hold. Matt Vandenhout trying to dive to get the block. Well, it may have certainly affected things because the kick was no good. 33-14 Bears, 23 seconds left. We'll take one more break and be back after this. You're listening to Cardinal Football on WTVB.
For over 20 years, Nottawa Gas Company has been a locally owned family business where your comfort is their top priority. As your propane specialist, Nottawa Gas offers three convenient payment options. Pre-buy your fuel now to lock in your price for the coming season. Sign up for their Keep Full program so you never have to worry about running out of gas. Or their Budget program allows you to have the same payment each month. For more information on the program that's right for you, call Nottawa Gas in Tekonsha at 517-767-3502 or visit them online at nottawagas.com.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
From the WTVB scoreboard, congratulations to Coach Lauren Granger and the Battle Creek Central Bearcats winning their first game in over 2 years. They shut out Benton Harbor tonight 15-0 at CW Post Field. The Cardinals host the Bearcats in a couple of weeks to open up Spanky's play.
You know, you got to root for somebody like that that's trying to put a program back together. So congratulations, old Bearcats, but don't get used to winning. You got to come to the Cardinal Field there in a couple of weeks. Hopefully we can put a smack down there.
70-yard interception return by Justin Gambrell, just the topper for the St. Joe victory, 33-14. The Cardinals really got worn down, particularly in the fourth quarter. Loose ball in and out of the hands of the guy that originally had it. Vandenhout picks it up and will be slowed up and finally stopped at the 21.
Well, 15 seconds to go. Hopefully we'll just probably come out. We'll finally take a knee right here and call it a night.
You see the game and get ready to head to the locker room directly underneath the stands on the opposite side here. St. Joe's locker room is literally right underneath us. The way they build these stands, they put in locker rooms underneath the stands.
That's a nice feature that they did.
Well, compare that to Gull Lake, where they had to run about a quarter block to get from the field to the locker rooms in the middle school. Beck Houston out of the pistol. Looks like they will try to run a play. And they do. The give is to Krupu Murphy. He's not going to get much. He's going to get up to the 24. That's it. 5 seconds left. 4, 3, 2, 1. Triple zeros on the scoreboard. The game is over. And St. Joe with 19 points here in the fourth quarter, beating the Coldwater Cardinals 33-14.
Well, I'll tell you what, the Cardinals, I know they're very, very disappointed. I know the coaching staff's disappointed, but for three quarters, we played with these St. Joseph Bears, and again, just gave up 19 points in that fourth quarter and two touchdowns there in that last couple of minutes of play that kind of put it right to the Cardinals and made the score look a lot worse than what it should have been. But great efforts out there by these young men tonight. We'll see what happens. I think there's good things ahead. We get to come home next week and get them on our own field with the Portage Northern team.
It doesn't get easier for St. Joe coming up next week. They have to travel to Harper Creek, who just finished off the Manawan Wildcats 27-7.
Well, I think, you know, we're going to really see what we're made of after this St. Joe team plays Harper next week. If Harper goes in there, if Harper just blitzes St. Joe next week, then we're going to know it might be a tough year. But I don't think you're going to see that happen. I'll tell you what, a lot of great things out there for the Cardinals tonight.
St. Joe 33, Coldwater 14, the final score. Back with the post game after this. You're listening to Cardinal Football on WTVB.
Can we get something straight?
If it's about camping or RVing, livestock or utility trailers,
I tail it to Haylett.
Haylett Auto and RV, the place to I try and buy.
Start online at HaylettAutoAndRV.com.
Shop and compare over 300 units in Haylett's giant, new, and pampered pre-owned inventory.
If it's worth seeing, it's there.
Located online, then hightail it to Haylett and see it, try it, and buy it. Haylett has it all. Tent campers to travel trailers, fifth wheels to motorhomes, hoy box carriers to two-horse bumper pulls, LQ horse stock and utility trailers. Haylett has wheels for whatever you're hauling. Hitches? Haylett has parts and accessories. Haylett has a warehouse full. Buy from folks who use what they sell so they know what works. Need service? If Haylett's can't fix it, it ain't fixable. Rentals? You bet. A great way to get your feet wet and see if the camping life's for you. Online and on the ground. Hightail it to Haylett Auto and RV's 11 Acre Super Lot, just east of I-69, exit 13 on US 12, Coldwater, Michigan. Haylett Auto and RV clobbers big city prices.
Turn your old vehicle into cold, hard cash. OmniSource in Coldwater will pay you cash for your scrap vehicle, whether it's running or not, no matter what condition it's in, foreign or domestic, it doesn't matter. Bring it in yourself or OmniSource will come pick it up and pay you on the spot. OmniSource will pay you cash for your old sheet metal, appliances, cast iron, heavy melt, aluminum, and even your old automotive battery. Clean out the shed, the garage, or the basement. OmniSource will pay you on the spot for all your ferrous and non-ferrous metal, and now OmniSource will pay you top dollar in cash for your old car, truck, or SUV, no matter what condition it's in.
This is Renee. We pay cash for your old vehicle or scrap metal at OmniSource in Coldwater. Some restrictions apply. See us for details at 375 South Michigan Avenue by the I-69 overpass, weekdays from 8 to 4, Saturdays from 8 to noon, or visit us anytime online at omnisource.com. Omnisource, the best in metals recycling.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
From the WTVB scoreboard with 10:35 to go in the fourth quarter, White Pigeon now leading Union City 23-6. Union City's low score coming from a long run by Brandon Watson. Final from earlier tonight, Quincy shutting out Bronson 36-0. And the final here at Dickinson Stadium in St. Joseph, the Bears over the Coldwater Cardinals 33-14. No score by either team in the third quarter. The Bears with 19 unanswered points in the final frame.
Yeah, just a tough fight after we came out and played with them that whole third quarter, and then the fourth quarter just kind of fell apart for the Cardinals. A couple of big interceptions for St. Joe's kind of did a sim.
Well, let's bring you the scoring summary. The Bears did score first with a minute 22 left to play in the first quarter. Nine-play, 72-yard drive, taking up 5 minutes and 19 seconds, capped off by a big 45-yard run by Jack Turek. The PAT kick by Colin Hoffman, making it 7-0. That was your score after one. Cardinals got on the board with 9:58 left to play in the second quarter, a 1-yard Cooper Murphy run, capping off an 8-play, 80-yard drive, taking up 3:17. Blaze Watson's PAT kick, making it a 7-7 tie. And then the Cardinals took the lead with 8:40 left to play in the second quarter after the Bears went 3 and out. 1 play, 66 yards, a pass from Luke Beck Hughes to Cooper Murphy. Again, good for 66 yards. Taking just 13 seconds, the Blaze Watson PAT kick, making it 14-7. The Bears tied it up on a Justin Gambrell 27-yard run. 4-play, 49-yard drive, taking up a minute 37. Colin Hoffman's kick with 2:20 left, making it a 14-14 tie, and that was your score at the half. There was no scoring in the third quarter. St. Joe scored with 5:22 left in the fourth. 4-play, 63-yard drive, taking minute 47, capped off by an A.J. Montoya pass to Connor Hubble for 18 yards. Colin Hoffman's kick was good, making it 21-14. Minute 2:06 left to play in the game. 4-play, 56-yard drive, taking up a minute 7, capped off by a Julian Paulson 2-yard run. Colin Hoffman's PAT kick clanged off the inside right of the goalpost. The score remained 27-14. And then the final score came with 23 seconds left. Justin Gambrell picks off Luke Beckhusen, runs it back 70 yards for the score. Colin Hoffman's kick went wide right, 33-14, your final score. Let's go over some of the individual numbers. Luke Beckhusen passing, 6 for 14, 149 yards, 1 touchdown, 3 interceptions, those coming in the second half. Beckhusen wound up being the leading ground gainer, 14 carries, 61 yards. Brian Garrett, 16 carries for 56 yards. Cooper Murphy, 13 carries, 22 yards, and a touchdown. Spencer Burns, 3 carries for 13 yards. Cooper Murphy was the leading receiver, 3 catches for 107 yards and a touchdown. The long one was 66-yard pass play from Luke Beckhusen. Dempion had 2 catches late for 24 yards. Zach DeMeester, 1 catch for 18 yards. For the Bears, A.J. Montoya passing 6 for 12, 73 yards, 1 touchdown, no interceptions. Justin Gambrell finished the game with 14 carries, 107 yards and a touchdown. Jack Turek, 17 carries, 99 yards and a touchdown. Montoya, 1 10-yard carry. Julian Paulson, 1 carry for 2 yards, and he scored on that play. Terrell Wilburn, 2 catches for 44 yards. Hamzie Elkazad, 2 catches for 12 yards. 1 18-yard catch for Connor Hubble. That was good for a score. Jordan Brewer, 1 catch for minus 1. First downs, Coldwater with 13, St. Joe with 14. Overall rushing, 46 attempts, 152 yards for Coldwater. 33 attempts, 218 yards for the Bears. Passing, 6 for 14. For 149 yards, 3 interceptions for the Cardinals, 6 of 12 for 73 yards. So total offense, the Cardinals actually have a slight advantage, 301 yards net to 291 yards for the Bears. On third down conversions, the Cardinals were 5 for 13. The Bears were 4 for 9. Fourth down conversions, Cardinals 0 for 3. The Bears 0 for 1. The Cardinals with a slight edge in time of possession, 25-25 for them, 22-35 for the Bears. Penalty yardage, the Cardinals had 5 penalties for 51 yards, the Bears 10 penalties for 68 yards.
Oh, very good play ball game for both teams tonight in the opening night. I thought the Cardinals for the first three quarters, Sean, played some excellent football on both sides of the ball. And just kind of ran out of steam as St. Joe just kind of opened it up there in that fourth quarter, got a couple of nice pass plays, and then kind of put it to at the end with a couple of big interceptions off Luke's Beckhusen.
We'll go ahead and take this one last break for McDonald's of Branch and Hillsdale Counties and then come up with a McDonald's player of the game.
Underwater hockey.
You like trying new things.
Electric cars.
And McDonald's is bringing you new things like never before. Like freshly grilled egg whites on an Egg White Delight McMuffin, the new limited time quarter pounder BLT, fresh veggies in the premium McWrap, or a McCafe blueberry pomegranate smoothie at participating restaurants. Now more than ever, there's something for everyone to love at McDonald's. And you could be in our ad. Visit imlovinit.com.
Our talent search won't last forever. More info and governing terms at imlovinit.com. U.S. residents, age and majority only. Void where prohibited.
What's that? That's the sound of running out of your icy cold dollar Coca-Cola from McDonald's. That's also the sound of puppies crying, of sweet violin strings breaking, of a tiny baby bunny shedding a single tear. Okay, you couldn't hear it, but it was still sad. But buck up, my friend. Any size Coca-Cola, soft drink, or sweet tea is still just a dollar at McDonald's, so there's more happiness to love. A la carte only. Prices and participation may vary.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
We're back here one last time from Cardinal Field. Sean Watson and Quinn Berry getting ready to name our McDonald's player of the game for McDonald's of Ranch County. We were thinking long and hard about this. The offense kind of sputtering there near the end of the game, but the defense, for the most part, holding up very strong.
I thought all night long the front on that defensive line, just an outstanding job. Joel Jepson, Darian Bradley, Logan Taggart, Sawyer Murphy. And then the second half, they got some relief from Randy Brown and from Rinky. And I'll tell you what, you got to give those guys a lot of credit. Some of those guys are going both ways, too, offensively and defensively on that on the line. And let's give it to that big defensive line tonight, Sean.
So the starters on the D-line, Joel Jepson, Darian Bradley, Logan Taggart, and Sawyer Murphy with relief from Sean Rinky and Randy Brown. They are collectively our McDonald's players of the game as the St. Joe Bears beat the Coldwater Cardinals 33-14. Incidentally, on defense, Chris Vandenau led the way with 5 tackles, Luke Stempion 4, Zach Meester 4, Austin Siegel 3.5, Sean Rinky 3, Steven Seltzer, and Ryan Hanley and Brian Gary each with 2. Compare that to St. Joe's leading tackler, Zach Lear, credited with 9.5 tackles, Justin Gambrill with 8 tackles and a sack. He also had 2 interceptions. Warren Clark had the other interception for the Bears with 4 tackles, 5.5 for Connor Myers, 6.5 for Julian Paulson. So it's back to Cardinal Field. The Cardinals actually will get a couple of days off and get back at it on Monday late following the Labor Day holiday as they get ready to host the Portage Northern Huskies. See if we can find out how the Huskies did tonight. They were hosting the Gull Lake Blue Devils.
Well, it
wouldn't surprise me if the Huskies put up some gaudy numbers against the Blue Devils.
They might have, but I look for their, I think reading in the Kalamazoo paper, both Portage teams both be pretty good this year. Central probably the top of the two, so we'll get a chance to see Northern next week, next Friday night. Sean and I'll be with you from Cardinal Stadium.
6:30 with a pregame show, 7 o'clock kickoff. Actually, before that, Ken Delaney will have a tailgate show once he can pry himself away from the soccer practice that he'll probably be holding right after next Friday's Evening Journal. One last scoring update from the WTVB scoreboard, a game that was covered by our sister station in Kalamazoo, 1660 The Fan. Tell you what, Carolyn Binder, Jim McKinney saw a heck of a game between the crosstown rivals Kalamazoo Central and Loy Norx. Central 1-8 last season, Loy Norx with a just under .500 record, but the Maroon Giants pulled out the 14-13 win tonight.
Oh, good win for the Giants there. What heck of a game, 14-13. So, good job for Kalamazoo.
Central. First, we play at Loy Norx to begin October in Smack East play. Coming up this weekend here on WTVB, a couple more races left until the chase for the Sprint Cup gets underway. The folks from Performance Racing Network will be at Atlanta Motor Speedway on Sunday for the Advocare 500. They'll drop the green flag a little after 7:30. Pre-race coverage from PRN getting underway at 6:30. And then once again, you and I, Mike Side, back at Cardinal Field next Friday, 6:30 pregame, 7 o'clock kickoff. The Cardinals host the Portage Northern Huskies. We'd love to have you join us either on AM 1590 or FM 95.5 or online at WTVBAM.com. That's the story from here at Dickinson Stadium on the campus of St. Joseph High School. For Justin Lopsar, the hardest working man in show business, back a couple of hours to our Eastern Coldwater. For my broadcast partner, Quinn Berry, Sean Watson signing off from the home of the Bears. They score 19 unanswered here in the fourth quarter to beat the Coldwater Cardinals 33-14. Until next Friday, have a safe and happy Labor Day, and good night, everyone.
Tonight's action brought to you by these members of the WTVB Sports Boosters Club, Benedict Steakhouse and Grill, Mobilia Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Branch County Abstract and Title, Culey's Jewelry, Drew's Place of Coldwater, Hale at Ottawa RV, McDonald's of Branch County, Meyer, Nottawa Gas Company of Nottawa and Tekonsha, OmniSource, Pines Behavioral Health, Rainbow Motor Sales, Short's Rip Beer Stand, Union Pallet and Container, Warner Oil Company, and Willow's Bar and Grill.
The voice of Branch County for high school sports, AM 1590 WTVB Coldwater and FM 95.5 W238 CD Coldwater.